Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a story you think would be a fantasy.
Okay.
But in reality, it's a nightmare.
Oh.
Because when it comes to crime, you want to be successful, but you can't be too successful.
Yeah.
There are crimes that when they happen, even when they hit the news, nobody notices. This is not one of them.
Okay.
Simply because of what this alleged burglar found when they got into the house. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. This story went down just east of us. And it starts with a burglary. A 59-year-old man.
God damn, a little old for burglaring.
And he skipped his Sunday, too. He has been arrested.
Yeah.
After police say he broke into a home and while there, managed to get into a safe.
Damn.
And that story so far, not too crazy.
Yeah.
We've seen it before, right? Where it becomes nuts, authorities say the suspect got away with $450,000 in cash.
Oh, my God.
Gold. And silver.
What a strike.
They also say he took multiple firearms that were in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Almost $500,000.
In one house.
In cash and precious metals. The $500,000 in cash and precious metals was just in the safe, yeah, according to the story. So the 59-year-old man has been caught. He was arrested. He's looking at felony burglary and grand larceny. And I would imagine, Tommy, a theft of that magnitude,
yeah,
carries a pretty heavy punishment.
Sure.
He's got a court date coming up. So out of the gate,
yeah.
First question I'm sure everyone has, seeing that much money in a man this age, is did this man know, if the allegations are true, what was in the safe before he broke into the house?
Oh.
Mm. Like he knew the people, maybe the guy said something?
I mean, it's possible.
Or he just hit sheer luck?
Took a safe, assuming there was something good in there.
Oh, no, it looks like he broke into the safe in the house. Like
or
he opened
broke
the
into
safe.
The safe, I should say, like assuming there was something valuable in there.
Well, let's break this down. I mean, yeah, you said it yourself. 59 is pretty old.
Yeah.
Right? To be like a cat burglar jumping from house to house to house, unless he's a skinny Frenchman.
Yeah.
I don't see this happening. I mean, it maybe someone he knew, a member of his family, something like that, where he was aware.
Maybe they collected stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Collecting. Yeah, I mean, they're collecting gold.
But let's say for the sake of this discussion,
all right,
he didn't know this person, that it was a total surprise when he busted his safe.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like paperwork or
exactly
something.
Tommy, you break into a house.
Yeah.
You get into the safe. You see all this stuff plus the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
What are you taking?
I'm grabbing the cash.
You're grabbing everything.
Oh, cash.
You're leaving the metals.
Oh, I grab, yeah, the metal. Cash and gold.
Okay. Cash, gold, and silver, you're gone.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can use it immediately.
You don't want to think for a second.
No.
Kimmy?
Well, think about why.
I don't know why, but I'm going for like the metals first just because it feels like a treasure.
Yeah, but it's cash.
I know, but like,
well, no, let's say you have
like a bunch of gold coins and stuff. Like,
I think you're missing misunderstanding my question.
Okay.
You have the time to take everything you want.
Yeah.
I'm asking, are you leaving anything behind?
Oh, no.
I don't need the guns.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, I feel like those are easier to trace too, right? Because
okay.
I mean, if you're not like using them for personal use, you're yeah, gonna get busted the second you try to pass them off.
Okay, so both of you are taking all of the cash and coins and everything in the safe.
Yeah.
All right. Can I ask you guys a question? How did you not stop for a second to think
about what?
The phone number is 252 WCMF 252-9263. How many average people do you know that have $500,000 in cash and precious metals?
None.
In their house? None.
Who knows?
Okay. What if this is a really bad guy?
Probably is, with all those things combined.
Okay. So with that being said, if I just broke into a random house and I saw this.
So you're thinking he could be a drug dealer.
So well, you're saying you're not taking anything.
If I broke into this house, got into this safe, saw $500,000 and weapons all over the house, I am leaving the house and I'm not touching a damn thing.
But you already broke in, so you already pissed him off.
Okay, I understand. You know what would make him more pissed off? $500,000 and a bunch of his guns missing. That did not cross your mind at all?
Well, I'm a sissy, but like if I'm a burglar,
I'm already here.
This is what I do for a living. This is pay dirt.
Bro, it's too good to be true.
It is. I'll
tell you what I'll do. I would break into that house.
Mm-hmm.
If I saw that stuff, I'm leaving it, and I'm going to the cops, and I'm turning myself in and saying, I just broke into this house. I don't want this person coming after me.
By the way, this is
far too much money for someone to just be a regular guy.
So you think he's a bad guy?
I mean, it's a theory. Is it not a good theory?
But that's your fear.
Oh, yeah, it's my fear.
So you're going to go to the cops.
Yes.
And go, hey, there's a bad guy lives over here.
Not going to say what I... Nope.
What are you telling the cops?
I'm going to go to the cops. I'm going to say I broke into this house. I feel guilty about it. I'd like to not do that.
Now you take the... Man, that's got so many flags hanging off of your ass,
what I'm doing, bro. I would much rather...
You look like the pride parade of like, I'm guilty.
What if you now...
Yes, I'm pleading guilty.
I know, but you're not going to avoid this guy and whoever he's connected to.
Right, so now you've pissed him off. You've alerted the cops that there's something going on.
No, I'm not telling him.
You're dead in prison.
Nope, no chance.
You're dead in prison.
I love how I'm dead in prison.
He's got connections.
Well, not like you're dead walking down the street. Wow, look at all this cool stuff.
I am partying. I'm leaving the guns. But I'm taking
shooting you with his guns that you left behind because you took $500,000 out of his safe, you idiot.
I wonder what $500,000 in cash, legitimate, not like movie style, but like what it looks like.
It's probably smaller than you think. If he's got it in hundreds.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, man, packed nice and tight.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A person just east of us, 59 years old, was arrested after police say he broke into a house, broke into a safe, found $450,000 in cash, gold, and silver. They say he also stole multiple firearms. He's been arrested, charged with felony, burglary, and grand larceny. He's got a court date coming up. And Tommy and Kimmy, if they were to wander into this house and find this stuff, I'm taking all of it because it's totally normal for just a regular person
to have $500,000
in cash, gold, and silver in their safe.
But you think of some of these old guys that just squirrel their money away, don't trust the banks, and just have money.
You argue every time we talk about mattress money that those people don't exist anymore.
Well, apparently I'm wrong. Nope. It's in the safe.
Unless this guy is doing a whole bunch of bad stuff. Like, you're such a sucker. And with a forehead like yours, I wouldn't want someone trying to shoot me in the head.
Why?
The guy could shoot the opposite way of you and still hit you right in the forehead. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Bill. Hey, Billy boy. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, so this safe with all of that money and gold and silver in it, I'm going to assume it's not like a simple safe to crack. So what if we have this guy who's like a safe installer, security company he works for, or something like that, that just knows that type of stuff is there and then just knew also how to crack it as well? So I can't imagine an average Joe who's 59 years old understands these types of safes.
All right,
they have biometrics. They probably have all sorts of stuff.
All right, Bill, you may be overestimating what this person went out and got, and I don't know if you work in this industry. I mean, I think that there are a lot of people who believe just like a standard, like the bigger,
that'll
the thicker,
it,
the safe,
yeah,
the better. And I did see a 2020, so it has to be true.
Okay.
About how easy it is to crack the majority of safes you buy from like a retail place.
Oh.
Yeah, but are you going to put $500,000 in an average safe that you get from Lowe's?
I mean, Bill, there are people that put tens of hundreds of thousands of dollars just in coffee cans and hide them in their house, you know?
Yeah, that's fair enough, but, you know, they're also hidden. You could put them anywhere you really want to.
Maybe it was one of them old-timey safes that you see out west.
I just don't think that somebody, like, this is just random and somebody got lucky by finding all of that in a safe.
No, I agree with
you. Bill just has, like, no faith in a 54-year-old figuring out a safe. 59-year-old figuring out a safe.
Bill, no, I see this story, too. I think this is someone who knew what was in that house there. I mean, who the hell knows? Maybe you learn how to crack whatever safe you need to crack when you know there's $500,000 sitting behind that door.
Yeah, that'll be a good study. I'd do the same thing.
All right, Bill, thanks for the call. Okay, so let's go back to what we were talking about here. Because you said that even if you thought this guy was a bad guy, doing something illegal, could hurt you bad, you're still taking all the money.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back.
Okay.
You break into this house, you crack open the safe, you are fully aware this is just a regular person living there, and they just so happen to have $450,000 that you're going to swipe.
Yeah.
Are you still taking everything?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Here's another reason why you're both dumb. This guy is facing major charges.
Oh, sure.
The suspect.
Yeah.
The line for grand larceny versus petty larceny in New York State is $999.99.
Yeah.
Anything over $1,000, you're looking at bigger charges.
Mm.
The smarter play.
What's that?
Is to take just under $1,000 and go.
And leave?
Yes.
All that money?
Yes.
Why?
Well, here's why. We're talking about this guy this morning.
Yeah.
Which means he got caught.
All right, but what if it got away? And you can't trace the cash.
There is no way that someone could steal this much money from a residence and not get caught. It's impossible.
Yes, it is.
Tommy.
I grab the money and I screw out of town.
Tommy.
I'm gone. I'm in Mexico by noon tomorrow.
With your wife.
I'm not married. I'm not.
Oh, in this fantasy, you're not married?
No.
You're a solo cat burglar in ankle compression
yes.
socks?
Can't hear me.
Bro.
Yeah, I'm in Mexico
you're
tomorrow
caught.
Morning.
You're caught.
I am knee deep in it.
I would also worry somebody with that much stuff. Like, yeah. There's just so many ways to track your belongings.
Yeah, but you can't trace the cash.
Bro.
Well, I don't know. Like, they could have put something on it that you could literally follow anything on your phone.
No, she's right.
People put it in their luggage.
Man, this is ultimate under the table.
No, bro, listen to what she's saying. You're just yelling things outside. Like, if it's in a bag, there could be some.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, they put a little chip in there that they can track just in case. Same I mean, I don't know. Like, when you have that
ain't
much
no
stuff.
Chip.
Same with the precious metals. Why would you have that much stuff in there and not be worried about it walking away from you?
Because you locked it in a safe.
Okay.
Are you safe?
Rich writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, take it all, guns included, then leave town. By the way, someone else, Connor, writes, it sounds like the plot for No Country for Old Men, which they had a way to track that money, and it ended up getting everybody murdered. Great
yeah,
movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was good.
Fantastic movie. You saw the movie.
Yes.
You saw the movie.
That's Hollywood.
You did not consider that could be a possibility. All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How much money is too much money
no,
to
what?
Have on you?
To keep in your home.
Oh.
Stupid.
Never had that problem.
Look, I get the idea of wanting to sleep next to your valuables. And I also get this guy probably thought the safe was going to keep his stuff theft proof, mm-hmm. right? Is this man dumb for having $500,000 in a safe?
Sounds like it.
Well, but he was in a safe.
Yeah.
Well, right? Fireproof. Thing of house burns down. It's safe that way. It's literally in the name.
Mm.
Safe. If you all of a sudden were handed $500,000,
yeah.
how much of that are you keeping in your house?
None of it. I put it in the bank.
You put all of it in the bank?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a savings account.
Oh, I understand. You're not going to peel off $1,000 and keep it in a coffee can?
Yeah, maybe. But, like, most of it would go in the bank or in my pocket.
Okay. Kimmy, how much is too much money to keep in your house?
I mean, I would worry if I had, like, 10 grand laying around. Like, I would not sleep comfortably if that cash was just out for the taking.
Well,
or even hiding somewhere. Okay. You know what I mean? Just having that on me, I would worry for so many reasons. Like, not only that it could be stolen, but, like, I don't know. What if your house burns down or something?
Well, that's why you keep it in the safe. Those things are, quote, fireproof.
Yeah. I don't know.
But still, there's no guarantee.
Okay.
Hot cash.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's say, hypothetically,
right.
you found out someone that you've known for years and years and years was keeping six figures in cash and precious metals in their house. Are they dumb?
It sounds like it.
Okay.
Because it's just laying there. You're not even getting interest on the money. I mean, it's just laying in a safe.
I guess you could have that on you.
Oh, here we go. Here comes Warren Buffett, Dairy Queen douche again.
I was talking to Rammer. He says, man, you got to get into CDs. You got to make that money work for you. No, I mean, it's just laying there. Plus, if I had that much money in the house, I'm constantly peeling it off and doing stuff. Like, easy access like that.
Okay.
Well, I guess you could have stuff worth that much and not really know. Like, if you have a lot of jewelry that was handed down or things like that. Like, you could have more than you think you do sitting on top of a dresser somewhere.
Well, once you get to a certain level of jewelry, you start insuring all that stuff so you know exactly what.
I mean, well,
you think somebody's got six figures worth of jewelry and doesn't know?
I don't know, because, like, I'm thinking, like, when my dad's mom passed, my grandma, like, they had no idea how much jewelry she had, what if some of it was fake, if some of it was real, because she had a mixture of everything in there. And I don't know what the total was, because they split it up between everybody, but it was probably a significant amount that nobody really accounted for.
Okay.
Nice.
He's not even listening.
No, they scored
but
money.
But that's what I mean. I'm saying, like,
that's all you hear. Like, she there's a reason to tell this story. All you hear is, yeah, money. I like money.
Man, when old people kick and you get that
and
you get
might
that payoff,
not know what they have.
We have more theories coming in.
What's
as
that?
To this actual story of this guy that broke in his house and found $450,000 in cash and valuables. Joe writes, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He could be a coin collector, and that's his collection. He doesn't have to be a drug dealer. Yeah, I get he doesn't have to be a drug dealer, but my first thought when I walk in is, wow, what a great coin. It isn't what a great coin collection. It's what did he do where he needs to keep this $500,000 in a safe. Baron Von Butt is theorizing this guy broke into the house of the Scrooge McDuck dynasty.
Life is like a hurricane.
I don't know the
song. No? You didn't watch DuckTales?
I did, but I can't recite the song. It wasn't a top 10 for me.
Where he did the dive into the pool of money, the golden diving board. Shut up.
It's after my time.
Let's take a break. You look like Scrooge McDuck.
Thank you.
Not a compliment.
I hear he's popular.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This would get your attention.
Okay.
And it's the one place where there is no excuse that could get you out of these charges. But if this story proves one thing, gas stations are weird.
Yeah.
And different gas stations will let you get away with different things.
Oh.
Because a few miles to the east or west, we may not even have this story to talk about this morning.
Oh.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, the capital of summer crazy, has officially hit its stride.
Damn, Canandaigua.
That's right, buddy. Canandaigua is back in the news, and this one is a doozy.
It's for real.
A 34-year-old man has been arrested after police say he exposed himself Wednesday at the Burn Dairy.
34? Seems like a weird age.
34-year-old man.
At the gas station.
Gas station / ice cream place. By the way, I'm pretty sure a 34-year-old man exposed himself at the Burn Dairy was a song a country artist performed at CMAC at some point this summer. Yeah. Authorities say he exposed himself to several people just after midnight.
Midnight?
Just after midnight.
At the gas station.
His defense, that's when you're allowed to let it all hang out.
That's true. So if they open that late?
Oh, yeah. I think they're 24 hours.
Some of them are 24 hours. Okay. Yeah.
So we don't know what he was doing to expose himself. We do know he was arrested without incident, which is a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm.
If you gave me odds on man allegedly exposing himself to multiple people at a gas station around midnight on a Wednesday, I would have guessed he would have been hard to get cuffs on.
Okay.
But that's just me thinking about
it. All right.
He's been charged with public lewdness. He has a court date coming up. And here's where he messed up.
What's that?
All right. Well, I mean, outside of allegedly exposing himself. Any other place in a community where you are arrested for your penis being out, you can make an argument, I was just trying to use the bathroom.
Okay. Yeah, and I couldn't hold it.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if that's going to work, but the argument is there to use. The one place you cannot make that argument is a gas station.
Where you stop to use the bathroom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, another excuse you could use any other part of town would be, I was just changing. You know, and somebody might call
me. Yeah.
Harder to explain why you'd be changing your underwear around midnight on a Wednesday at a gas station. On top of that.
Yeah, what else?
Every gas station has surveillance footage of, like, every angle
of
the place.
That's true.
Like, if this guy's guilty, he is screwed. And that might be the most interesting part of this story.
What's that?
Well, Tommy, you and I and every trucker and person that is driven for a living know gas stations overnight are a complete mind F.
Yes.
They're a totally different universe. There are different rules.
Oh, yeah.
There are different human beings you've never seen in the light before. There are different ideas of what is normal and what is not.
Mm-hmm.
For example,
yeah.
You and I both have multiple experiences seeing people expose themselves at gas stations and truck stops.
Oh, yeah. Right? Rest areas, all those joints.
Have you ever called the police?
No.
I have never called the police.
I just want to get the hell out of there as quickly as possible.
So as we get through all the mistakes this guy maybe has made,
yeah.
If he's guilty, the biggest mistake he might have made was taking his dong out at a gas station too close to civilization.
Yeah. Plenty of stuff out there on the open road, bro.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I wonder if that culture is gone now because of cameras. Because I did it, there was no cameras.
There was cameras when I was on the road. It still was
they
happening.
They were still doing it?
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, man, I still have vivid, I can't believe I walked through some of that stuff.
I know.
But man, did I have to take a whiz.
I mean, look, if this is a gas station truck stop off a highway at midnight on a Wednesday, I promise you, if this guy's penis is out, no one's calling the cops.
Probably not. Yeah.
And as long as he's not chasing after him, yeah. other people with his
people
penis.
Just let it go.
Yes, yeah. They're just going to go about their
it's
business.
Part of the culture.
Back on the road.
Yeah, he was too close to Canandaigua for the folks he came across that did not know the world of overnight rural gas stations. They treated this like a regular crime. And if you think you can make an argument that it's not, the phone number is 252-WCMF 252-9263.
I would think, though, any gas station after midnight, I don't know what kind of person's showing up for that.
Okay,
it can't be a really busy burned area after midnight, right?
All right, so here's the thing. When you are at a rural gas station truck stop, right, after midnight, those people in those gas stations are coming across those gas stations. They're all working.
Mm-hmm.
They have places to be.
Yeah.
When you get close to a town, and I get what you're saying, it's after midnight, how many people are in there? You still could have someone coming off of a shift of work late.
Okay.
You could have someone that was driving back to town from some place that they were and they're not normally road people.
Yeah.
Normies, as we like to call them. Like, those people would be shocked by a man's penis exposed in a gas station.
Yes.
Not like us road dogs that are just used to brain hanging in the gas station.
Don't look over there, kids.
Yes. It was scary, man.
Oh, were you scared of a
hell yeah, man.
Were you a penis scared?
Bro, I was.
Oh, no, there's a penis
out. I'm 5'5". I weighed about 128 pounds.
Skinny Tommy.
But no, I was bend overable.
Okay. Tiny Tommy.
I could have been BF multiple times in Kansas.
The phone number is 2F2.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. As we talk about this man out in Canandaigua who was arrested on Wednesday after police say 34 years old, exposed himself, at the burned dairy, and the argument that if he was a little further into the sticks, no one would have called the cops.
Yeah.
Whether it's a sticks gas station, whether it's an in-town gas station in the city, whatever. Why does the overnight gas station become such a beacon for the strange? And not necessarily dangerous, but the strange.
Well, you're just kind of you're an oddball to begin with if you're there.
But what brings those
people
there?
What is it about
the
gas station?
It's like a light for a moth.
Well, there's only so many options at night, too, right?
Okay.
Like back in the day, you went there to get hand mags, rolling papers, you know, beer.
Sure.
Well, rolling papers probably and hand mags are gone.
Hand mags are gone, definitely. They still sell rolling papers.
Okay, but I don't even know how many people need them anymore.
Okay.
You know? So, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of, like, who's going there now.
Okay, so like you said, I know the 24-hour places don't really exist in Rochester anymore, but even when they did, gas stations weren't the only places open. You had diners, grocery stores, fast food places.
Yeah, Wegmans was 24 hours.
Yes, their doors were open, but for some reason, all of the weirdos chose the gas station to hang out in, and I've never been able to figure out why the hell that is. Because, like, there would be times where... Like,
you see people just hanging.
Yeah, like, I would go to a gas... There's a gas station right across from where I grew up as a kid. And if we were all, like, hanging out and having a good time, 1, 2 in the morning, we went to the gas station to get some snacks or something.
Yeah.
There would be, like, 4 people just sitting in the gas station.
Just hanging out.
They wouldn't kick you out. They didn't care.
Okay.
No, because the person running the show at night... So my sister ran an overnight gas station for a mobile.
I heard that if she would have quit, the whole place would have collapsed.
Oh, my God. She was the anchor of the mobile. But, like... She was also that person. You know, that so she was of that same mindset as the people hanging out
there. That's what I'm saying, though. They're not going to kick you out.
No,
so it's just a place to hang.
She had companionship.
Understood. But like, here's the thing, Kimmy. Like, these diners that used to be open 24 hours a day, I could go and have a cup of coffee and just drink it until I wanted to go home. Like, they weren't going to throw you out either.
No. It's just, there's some reason to hang out at the gas station.
And it's not even like there's something to do with
the gas station. You can sit on a curb or stand inside.
That's it. Smoke cigarettes, have like a big gulp every once in a while. I mean, it still exists. There's a 24-hour gas station around the corner from my house. And every time I stop to get gas, if I forget to get it the day before, there's always two or three people hanging out inside.
Yeah. I can remember like kids riding their bikes up there and hanging out.
Yeah. You say kids. I remember grown-ass men riding their bikes up there and hanging out.
But those were alcoholics.
Like, you know, there's a lot of like levels of where you know you failed as a person. And like, I had a pretty low bar growing up. But I do remember when I started doing comedy on the road as a teenager, my biggest fear was becoming overnight gas station hanger. Because there's no coming back from that.
No, you're done.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that might be...
It's not a resume builder.
No, and it might be the bottom rung of society. Like, if I met a guy, if I had two guys come up to me, and this guy over here says, I did 10 years in prison, and this guy over here says, well, I spend 2 o'clock in the morning hanging out at a 7-Eleven, I'm more likely to hang out with the guy who did 10 years in prison. I mean, is that wrong to think?
Not really.
Eh?
Yeah, they're just... I just always, there was always like two types of people as I knew growing up. It was either the liquor store or the gas station.
Okay.
And the liquor store I kind of got because, you know, you get a pint and you'd sit out there and drink it.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't have that really. I guess you'd buy beer and hang out.
But I don't even think, like,
beer
most
and snacks.
But most places, if you buy beer at the gas station, they're going to try and throw you out if you drink it at the gas station.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, that doesn't.
You know. I know.
We got Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. You can always get us on Instagram. Zach writes us. I can think of a situation, a gas station on a road trip with a buddy. We went to use the bathroom while I cashed out. He came out of the bathroom awfully fast and asked what happened in there. He said there was poop on the ceiling, to which the cashier responded, oh, no, not again.
Not again.
I mean, I do pick places to stop on the road.
Based on the bathroom situation.
Well, like, I mean, some traditionally, or like Pilot, for example, always has really clean bathrooms.
Big truck stop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like... Even there are even some big truck stops, but I won't say, where I know when I walk in, there will be poo splatter.
Oh, the bathrooms that I saw in the deep south in the middle of nowhere. But you just got to use it.
Can I bring up something that I found out over the week involving roads? So my brother and I, we drove out to Buffalo on Saturday, and we had stopped at a rest area on the way. They sell showers at the state rest stops now.
Showers?
So, like, you pay and you can use the shower?
Like the truck stops do.
Yeah, so truck stops forever, Kimmy, you could pay to use showers. In fact, in the big ones, they had, like, an intercom system, like, Dave, roll the stall 32, your shower's ready, whatever. There's a sign in the gas, it was at the...
And this is this New York State Thruway.
New York State Thruway. A sign said, if you would like to purchase a shower, and it told you where to go. So I can...
But it's right there.
Yeah, I didn't see the showers, but the sign said I could purchase a shower. Yeah. And, like, I've always been super skeeved by the trucker showers.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I assume.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So, like, what's the throughway? It's got to be worse, right?
It's got to be really nasty.
You know what, though? It's got to come in handy, though, if, let's say, like, your kid has an accident. Or, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's say your kid.
Blows it out.
Yeah, blows it out, spilled something all over themselves. And, like, I could understand, like, it being a godsend as a parent needing to, like, rinse your kid off.
There is no...
Because I've seen moms doing that in the bathroom.
There is no amount of poo my kid could produce where I am bringing them into a paid road shower.
Because then I got to get undressed to get in there, too, or I'm going to get soaking wet. So how do you...
I don't know. I don't know what the setup looks like.
My bare feet are not going on that floor.
Oh, my God. You ain't kidding.
They're going to come out sticky. And
I'm going in on a hoverboard.
Oh, God. Like, do they watch to make sure only one person's going in at a time? I'm being serious when I ask this question.
I guess. But yeah.
Have you ever used a truck shop shower? Stop shower?
No. Okay. Man, are you kidding me?
No, I'm asking. I never have either, but like people do.
First of all, I couldn't afford a truck stop shower.
I can't afford a truck stop shower is my favorite Rips Arkansas song.
He was on the road too long. He needed a shower, but son, he was so busted, he couldn't afford a truck stop shower. Yeah, those truck stop, just all those weird dudes. Not that even the, there were guys that you knew weren't even driving trucks that were there.
Yeah.
They came in cars and hung out.
Yeah.
And then there were the lot lizards, the prostitutes.
Yeah.
And you would be like in Iowa. Like before I got to Iowa, I didn't think Iowa had prostitutes.
Well, where else are they going?
I know, but I didn't think.
You know, what are you going to walk around Atumwa and try and get her to turn a trick.
But this thing would be like in the middle of nowhere, and all of a sudden she's, you know, working shit.
I know. Yeah, there's one. Okay, I take it back. We've gone through the levels of, like, sadness here.
Yeah.
You know, as we talk about, again, this story out in Canandaigua, a 34-year-old man arrested for public lewdness after police say he exposed himself to multiple people at the Bird Dairy on a Wednesday just after midnight.
Don't you wonder how long he was there for before people actually called the cops?
I think in a place like Canandaigua.
Right, he could have walked up there.
Dong out?
Well, dong in. Then he comes. The only way he could walk down the street just whapping and flapping. And, you know, it's skeeter season.
Wait. There's a skeeter on his Peter?
Yes.
No kidding.
You see his cousin?
Yeah.
There's a thousand on his cousin.
We missed one of the punchlines already, you idiot. What was it? Skeeter on his Peter. Whack it off.
Knock it off. Of course, I know how you do.
No, it's whack it off. That's the joke, you idiot. It's his penis. Did you not get the joke until
just now? No, it was always knock it off.
No, there's a skeeter on his Peter. Whack it off. That's the joke, you idiot. Did you just get the joke after 50 years of that?
Maybe.
You've been saying knock it off this whole time?
Yeah, it's not. It's not knock it off.
What is it?
It's not knock it off. It's whack it off.
Yeah.
That's did you just Google the lyrics?
I did. Well, I was verifying the original joke.
There's a thousand on my cousin. You can hear his best.
Can't you hear those bastards?
No, there's a dozen on my cousin.
No,
it used to be a thousand. Yeah. I'm not trusting this.
Well, he's from Florida, so it was more mosquitoes. No, it's whack. It's always been. I'm ashamed of you.
Well, I know for you, it's always whack it off.
Yeah. Oh, no. Not me. I'm the poor billion-dollar industry. I'm the one floating it. Going back to what I was trying to get to, I'm sorry. As we talk about the levels of sadness, right? Yeah. Like we started with like guy who hangs out at a gas station overnight. Then below that, guy who doesn't need to is taking showers at rest areas.
Yes.
There's one more that's lower than that.
What you got?
Man who's legitimately shopping for souvenirs at a middle of nowhere truck stop overnight. Because you see those dudes too.
Yes.
Where they're like going through
they're
like
looking stuff.
Yeah, the shot the souvenirs glasses. For a reason.
But no, they don't. What? I want to remember my trip to the pilot in Youngstown, Ohio.
So when I got arrested in Dansville and they impounded my car for the night.
Okay.
And they would release my car back after I blew again and I was cool to drive home. So they dropped me off at that truck stop down in Dansville.
Okay.
And I had to sit there with another comic all night. So we're just, you know. So, you know, you're eating breakfast, drinking coffee. At one point, this chick comes in and she needs a lighter.
Okay.
She can't afford it. So she looks at the guy and she goes, I'll show you my, if you give me a lighter. And she just lifts up her top and he hands her the lighter. And I'm like, so the other kid that was with me had never been on the road.
Uh-huh.
And he is like shocked. And I'm laughing. I go, man, that's like, that's that dude's life running that register.
Yeah.
All night he gets these people coming in there.
Was the boob worth the light?
Oh, no. Bro, these were 45-year-old Dansville rack.
Oh.
And she was skinny.
Oh.
So she had skinny old lady hangers.
Yeah, I gotcha.
They look like pepperoncinis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You would be so excited to find this.
Ooh.
And then be furious over finding out what was going to happen.
Okay.
Because there is a family south of us here in New York that discovered something amazing in their backyard.
Damn.
and they had to go find the rest of it.
Oh, so it was only like a piece of it.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Do we know where Scotchtown, New York is? I think it's outside of New York City.
Okay.
Can we Google that, Kimmy?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
A family in Scotchtown, New York was stunned one day when they went outside and found a tooth.
A tooth.
A giant, sharp tooth.
Wait, a big, like an animal tooth.
Yes, in their backyard, but it wasn't a new animal tooth because it was all gray and old looking.
So it fell out of your mouth?
Famalia mouth?
Nah, it would have been good if I nailed it.
Hey, come in to Tommy's new Italian restaurant, Famalia mouth. By the way, that should be the tagline of this show, the break room. Would have been good if we nailed it. Kimmy, where is Scotchtown, New York?
Yeah, it's just like, it's north of like New York City, so okay. I can't even name anything around it that you'd know.
So it sounds like they found like a fang or something.
It's exactly what it looks like. So the family took this tufus and they brought it to SUNY Orange to try and figure out what it was. And it turns out they discovered a mastodon tooth.
So it's a dinosaur tooth.
Dinosaur tooth in their backyard.
That didn't floss.
Well, I mean, you got no thumbs.
So hard.
Because of this, the college wanted to go in and see what else there was. And 12 students and two professors overtook their backyard.
Wait, they tore it up?
For 6 weeks, ripped it up.
Why did they let them do that?
Well, they wanted to find out what was going on. And it wasn't like, you're going to do this or whatever. Yeah. But they found multiple vertebrae, jaw fragments, rib bones from the same mastodon, which they believe is between 10,000 and 13,000 years old.
Wow.
It's a major archaeological discovery.
Yeah.
Right? And it turns out that mastodons are well-populated in New York. There have been over 150 mastodon fossils found in New York State to this day. So let me ask you a question.
Okay.
You'd be super excited to find a mastodon tooth in your backyard.
Oh, sure.
Right? All right.
Mm-hmm.
That would mean there's probably more mastodon.
Yeah. You got burial ground.
All right. Let's say you bring it to St. John Fisher University, right? And they go, look, we want to excavate the property, see if we can find a full mastodon. Would you let them?
Oh, what a deal.
No, they're not going to pay you.
They just want to use your property.
Yeah.
No, they're going to tear up my house.
Yeah, it's for educational purposes only.
Tear up all that landscaping.
No. First of all, there's nothing else you need to know about dinosaurs.
No, you know, there's things they discover every year that they thought they knew about dinosaurs.
Like what?
Is a mastodon a dinosaur?
Yeah,
it's a dinosaur.
I thought it was a woolly mammoth.
Is also a dinosaur? I thought a mammoth. What?
Isn't a mastodon like a mammoth? Like that big elephant?
No, the mammoth is a mammoth.
Hold on.
Oh, I thought a mastodon was something else then.
Hold on. Stand by. Yeah, mastodon looks like a woolly mammoth. But I thought that was a dinosaur woolly mammoth.
Oh.
I could be like
prehistoric elephant.
Either way.
But, it's like a prehistoric elephant.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but they're around when humans
are
around.
No, they're not digging up my yard because you're not going to figure out anything else unless you want to cut me a deal.
No, but again, like this is for research only. So here's the thing. You would own the stuff they found.
What am I going to do with it?
Well, you could sell the bones. Oh, I mean, yeah, people that collect. We've talked about this before.
It would be worth something.
Kimmy, could you Google what a mastodon skeleton goes for? I'm sure there's been one that's been auctioned off in the
past. Okay. Yeah, maybe that.
Okay, but you wouldn't know what it was worth until they were done because it's how much mastodon you find, right?
Yeah.
You could find $1.5 million worth of mastodon.
Ooh.
You could find $2,350 worth of mastodon. Yeah. Would you take that risk?
No.
Oh.
You could. What do we got?
Okay, so this is the most intact skeleton
that was
ever sold.
Never touched.
And that was sold for $645,000 back in 2017.
Shovel. Okay, but
we're digging.
Wait, so now you are ripping up your bag.
$600,000.
There's no guarantee. That's the most intact mastodon they've ever found.
Oh. All right. I go to Fisher.
Yeah.
I got this thing. Uh-huh. Dig it up. I want full access to Bill's training camp.
What?
For 10 people. Because
I don't think they're allowed to do anything for you. I don't think they can exchange
you. What do you mean? Like there's a law?
No, I do think there are rules that they have to follow when it comes to this stuff. Like you're not allowed to give any. It has to be like we are letting you do this for the sake of science.
Who wrote these stupid rules?
I don't know. It probably has to do with ethics and so.
So the mastodon skull, just the skull went for like $15,000.
That's a far cry from 600,000.
But that's just one piece of it.
All right. How much would you have to be guaranteed to let them dig your backyard up?
50G.
Okay. So if they find a tusk, a full tusk, that could be like 67,000.
Which is weird because that was the worst. Damn it. I blanked as soon as the joke was going to come out. Would have been good if I nailed it, though.
Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
Yeah, all this stuff varies by, I guess, the quality of it.
252 WCMF. All right, Kimmy, you don't really care about your lawn.
I mean, kind of. It would be a pain to put back together again. Right,
they find a mass. You find a Macedon tooth.
Yeah.
Would you let Fisher dig up your backyard?
I don't know, because you also have to wonder, is it worth, like, because your neighbors are going to be pissed too.
Yeah, but you
could
also
piss off your neighbors, and that's a relationship that I would like to keep intact, considering I'm not moving anytime soon.
But we're talking about potentially moving forward research on progress. Animals that don't exist anymore.
Maybe.
Research. But I mean,
you don't
yes,
know. All you have is a tooth.
What if there's a link that ties these to something else that moves forward the idea of science and how animals interact with human beings and where things have gone, and that lives in your backyard forever because I don't want to lose my grass. I don't want it. You'd have to do it. You would look like such a dick if
I mean,
you did not allow them.
I would be curious what was under there. I think the curiosity of wondering what they'd find might lead me to say yes.
Because what it's going to cost you to fix your yard.
Yeah.
It's going to cost you thousands of dollars if they really tear it up.
All right, let's say that they'll put it back to the way it was.
They ain't. You know how these kids are. They slap it together and they move on to the next big dino find.
252 WCMF. A Macedon tooth was found just outside of New York City in someone's backyard. The folks that found it took it to the local SUNY school. 12 students, 2 professors went out. They dug up the whole yard. They found a bunch more Macedon stuff. That's what the tooth was. Macedon tooth. Macedon stuff found, but their yard is just destroyed.
Yeah.
So Tommy's fighting between, ooh, a dinosaur and, ooh, my azalea. Here come all the nerds.
Okay.
Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. Joe writes us, and I'm going to say it in the way I assume Joe talks based on the message. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mastodons are not dinosaurs. They coexisted with humans. Shut up, Joe.
I mean, they did. They're like way after the dinosaurs.
Okay, they're not around anymore. Dinosaur enough for me. Dodo, dinosaur. Mm-hmm. Works for me. If it ain't here no more, that's a dinosaur. And that rhymes. Put that on a t-shirt. Sell it in the rock shop. Michael writes us.
Michael says.
And again, he's a huge dork, so I'm going to say it the way I assume he says it. They can use sonar technology ahead of time to see how intact it is.
Sonar.
So they could see if it's even worth it.
Well, I mean, but it's going to be worth it for them,
yeah.
Right? No?
I don't know.
I mean, Elijah writes us on Twitter. He brings up what might be a great point.
Mm-hmm.
If you did find one in your backyard, it would be a great selling point. Dinosaur town in your yard. Would you buy a house that had dinosaurs?
My wife wouldn't want that.
Dinosaurs? It's a really interesting talking.
Yeah, but does it do anything?
Because
at that point, if they know they were down there, they already took everything out, I would guess.
Unless there's more that they didn't dig up.
Oh, boy.
Maybe. Using sonar technology. Well, it's not even a dinosaur. It's a mastodon. 252 WCMF, our resident dinosaur.
Yeah.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
Yeah, so there's actually a company that they do DNA recovery, and so if you got in contact with them, they're working on de-extincting certain animals.
Yeah, we talked about this in the show before. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so those would be the people you could go to, and then they could further their research for that. But, yeah.
Great.
I don't know if they'd give you any money for it.
Get off of my property.
I would do it because, no, I would let them do this to my yard because my oldest daughter is all about dinosaurs right now.
Yeah, you'd have a house.
Kids, like, this is like the coolest thing ever to happen to your kid.
Amen. Yeah. Could you imagine a summer vacation where you got scientists roaming around digging up dinosaur bones as a kid? Oh, man. And think about all your neighbors.
Awesome.
If they have grandkids or something, they can come over and watch this.
The hell
happen.
I want their goddamn kids in my yard.
You're a monster. You're a monster.
Go
of a
dig
person.
Up your own effing yard.
Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Dino Ben. All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.